The procedure surgically attaches an artificial pump to the heart. That pump is then paired with a power pack worn outside the body. The device helps pump blood when other methods to treat heart failure would not be effective. Before the surgery, doctors report the patient had about a 10% likelihood of surviving 2 years. Now, those odds are more than 80%. The surgery was part of WVU Medicine's new Comprehensive Advanced Heart Failure Program. In West Virginia, heart failure is the most common heart-related reason for hospital admission or readmission. Depending on its severity, most cases of heart failure can be managed with medications, pacemakers, or surgery. When those treatments are not available, heart transplantation or a heart pump, such as the procedure described, is necessary. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.